I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Burnt Cookbook Party, an original Pathfinder campaign set in a unique fantasy world where four heroes of varying skills, attractiveness, and stupidity race against time to prevent a war. I'm Jenna Stieber and I play Astra Blep, a fey-addled half-elf oracle who is exactly who she says she is. And I'm joined by...
Andrew Hansen, playing Johnny Brightchild, a hot and sunny Ifrit Resort Spa paladin, eager to help and flex.
Caitlin Stadahar playing Patty Hertz, a ratfolk ranger dandy with a nose for gossip and cheese.
Paul Lukemeyer playing Z Elf, an elfin battle chef carving a name for himself in the high stakes world of magical cooking.
Z.Elf is really his name.
No, it just, can't.
His first name is Z.
Yeah.
Finally, his last name is Elf.
Yeah, Zebulon Elf.
Is it just like a bad French accent where you're like, oh, Z-Elf. Z-Elf.
That's a whole can of snails that I don't want to open.
Oh, slimy.
Of course, led today and for all time by our illustrious and bodacious GM, Justin Green. Justin, how are you?
I'm great. I spent about a half hour before we started designing a fake cereal box for this game that no one's going to see. Very exciting.
We saw it. We don't count.
Story of Justin's life. Putting a lot of effort into things that we just ignore.
That's fine.
I just want to share that I was asking Justin if I could buy some adventuring gear, and he was like, well, yeah, of course. Just, you know, tell me what interested in. I was like, I don't know, you know, maybe a lantern, maybe some caltrops. And then he comes back and he's got this caltrops crunch cereal.
Well, okay, you're leaving out the part, Paul, where you suggested that it could be made out of cereal.
Okay, no,
you're not innocent in this. Objection.
Objection. He says, what's a funny food related thing that could be a caltrop? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, an unshelled chestnut. a stale corn chip.
I was thinking walnut shells. Yeah, yeah, but.
Yeah. A breakfast cereal, and he was like, "Okay, it's breakfast cereal."
With the tooth fairies, like, you know, breaking into like our room and stealing Astra's teeth, like, we should take precautions tonight. Because, like, I mean, Astra definitely. If I lost teeth, I would join you in solidarity, but, like, don't take it personally. I'm not looking to lose my teeth tonight. Like, so.
Johnny, you're too pretty to lose any teeth. Look at you.
But, like, I could. They just came in.
Did you say they just came in?
They just came in the house that night, all right?
Oh, and, like,
they
I just, see. Okay, you're not saying, like, your adult teeth just came in. I understand, okay?
Johnny's super old and just lost his baby.
I was like, is this a characteristic of Ifrits that I wasn't aware of? They don't get their adult teeth till they're, like, 100 years old.
They're like sharks.
He actually just lost his adult teeth, and he's now dentures. Elderly teeth.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know how else they do it. Every century, you lose a set of teeth. Yeah, that's just like...
At a certain point, elves and a half elves, we just have to swap out for some wooden teeth when ours get too nasty.
We have excellent wood carvers. Mm-hmm. They're finer teeth than humans have.
But the splinters, ugh.
There's no humans in the group, so it's like, that's like
everyone's just like, sure.
Everyone scratches their head.
Patty can't understand any of this because her teeth grow constantly and she has to chew on things to keep them short.
That's true. Of course.
Like the next one.
Patty has more than enough teeth for everyone.
Johnny raises a good point. Zelf doesn't really have the kind of spell casting where he can create a ward against invisible or fairy type creatures. If no one in the party does, maybe we can get some kind of magic item.
Maybe. Is there any way we could, like, I could work together with one of the magic users with my craft trap skill to put some sort of tooth fairy trap together? Yes.
They think they're sneaking in, and they stick their foot into a tiny floss noose.
Adorable. I love that all my traps are nooses. I'm thinking more like a box on a stick.
Even better.
Okay, with a pile of
like
teeth.
Like to lure them in, yeah.
We get something that they like an artificial tooth, and we put it under the box, propped up by a stick, and then if they go in there, they trip a little trigger, and it slam shut on them.
I honestly think that will work.
Also, guys, where are we staying tonight? Do we have a hotel room? Like, what's the deal?
We can stay anywhere we want, Patty. We could stay with the Count in the rooms that he had set aside for us before we all left at midnight. Or we could go back to Groton's again and break in while he's sleeping.
His couch was so uncomfortable. Let's go back to the Count's.
So the four of you return to the Vilna estate late in the evening. Patty sets to work building traps along the windows so that no tooth fairies can break in and steal anybody's teeth. She's got some fake teeth as a lure. The remainder of you head to bed.
Justin, I want to do something before I go to bed. I want to cast Polypurpose Panacea.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm casting it is because Zelf has now realized that the magic still in him is affecting his spellcasting.
Yeah.
And he wants to start trying to understand it to see if he can use it as part of his personal brand.
Yeah.
His own flair.
Sure.
That's great. Go ahead and roll the on the table.
Okay. Or maybe to see if he can figure out how to get rid of it.
Okay.
But that's secondary. I rolled a 3 out of 100. The caster is affected by a slow spell for 5 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect for going to bed.
A chamomile spell.
Well, the spell is Polypurpose Panacea. The one I'm going to choose is Lucid Dream. If you take this Panacea within 1 hour of going to sleep, you have a lucid dream that is under your control and lasts for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
This is something Zelf used as a low-level magic chef to continue practicing his cooking.
Wow.
This time I think he's going to use it to go over his plans for the heist.
Awesome. Johnny's going to be doing exercises next to you while you're doing all this.
Poor Astra. Everyone's doing activities again. Astra just wants to go to bed.
Stop cooking. Stop exercising and stop setting up traps. It's 2 a.m. It's time to go
all right,
to bed.
No, I'm gonna. I just gotta hit it one more time. Yeah, okay.
I'm almost done. Jeez.
Oh my god.
Zelf, you eat the food that you prepared. You feel like you're starting to move in slow motion, like your body is made out of claymation, and you lay down in bed and drift off to sleep. For the first hour of your sleep, you have a very, very productive dream.
Excellent.
Where you are able to walk through what you predict the next night is going to be like. It's kind of like a Spider-Man effect, as if you're moving at normal speed, everything else around you is slow. You have time to react, and you have time to think at anything that might come up against you.
Yeah, for the record, I think he's probably way off.
Okay.
I'm imagining, yeah, he doesn't know what a candy gang is going to be like.
Perfect. As you're moving through what you imagine the mausoleum is going to be like, nothing like what it actually is, you move from room to room, and eventually you find that you've walked into Theophagy as it once was.
Oh no.
Back when the chairman was running it.
Oh shit.
Great.
And you find that the place is completely empty, except for the chairman himself, who sits at a table alone in one of his flashiest suits. He stares at you as if he's waiting for you to join him.
Wow. Well, Zelf realizes this is no longer the spell that he created, but maybe it's been influenced by Ebnir and the ley line magic. Hard to say. But Zelf is always game for something paranormal, so he'll go ahead and have a seat.
When you sit down next to him, you're sitting next to a large window in the restaurant, and looking outside Mjolnir, you see water is rising and rising and kind of overtaking the city until the entire window is below water. It's like an aquarium outside of the window. Otherwise, what does Theophagy look like before it became carnivore and meat-themed, Zuff?
Right. Well, the chairman always liked wordplay. So on the surface, the restaurant's theme was food so good that it was fit for the gods. Mm-hmm. Served by the chairman to mortals. But in the chairman's own mind, it was part of his own fascination with the idea of eating gods to become a god. Mm-hmm. Oh, so all of the decorations were like Greek statuary, just really opulent, high class, but a little creepy in ways that are hard to pin down.
The chairman looks at you and says, "The subconscious mind is so interesting, isn't it?
Oh, man.
I can magically program specific information to be repeated to you, but your imagination is left to do the rest. You're lacking your own vision as always, Zelf."
Burn.
Damn.
Well, if I'm talking to some programmed information, then there's no real use for a zinger, is there? But it figures that you would try to get the last laugh even beyond your deathbed.
The chairman kind of chuckles, and as you guys talk, you see that Manny walks out. He's dressed in what was like the standard Theophagy waiter uniform, and he serves the two of you the exact meal that was gifted to you in the will.
Great.
Manny looks absolutely terrified, and like his hands are shaking, and causes like the plates to clatter around.
You fed it to him?
Aw, Manny.
You know, I once drove a man to madness using dream naga fillets like this. I convinced him he was being spoken to by Iris. And for all that work, I didn't even get to eat a demigod in the end.
This fucker.
God, right?
Wow. Holy shit.
Well, Zelf thinks about that and says, "Well, isn't that an interesting nugget, if I can believe it?" Is that what this is about, Chairman? Demigods?
Indeed. Hopefully my one true heir will have better luck than I did. I'm speaking to you here tonight to tell you the obvious. There are certain possessions that I couldn't leave you through proper channels. So, finally, to my apprentice, Zelf, you now know implicitly where I've hidden my forbidden cookbooks, the full breadth of my culinary knowledge. And Zelf, you do know exactly where they're hidden now.
Wow. Oh, I thought amazing. It was going to be a puzzle where I would have to like make this exact smoothie.
They are not particularly easy to get to, but not impossible either. Definitely within your capabilities.
Great.
The books alone will only get you so far, though. To use them and truly fulfill your destiny, you'll also need what I left Bocas and Grattan.
Oh.
But to be clear, this is not to encourage you to work together. After all, only one of you can take up my mantle.
Naga, you made it very clear that we were just the top three.
Manny kind of leans in and whispers, "Are you asleep? Or are you awake?"
A little bit of both, Manny. And if this scares you, you're hardly prepared to be a battle chef of Mjolnir.
Manny kind of looks down at his feet, but he is also, you know, perfectly willing to accept that maybe that's the case.
Oh, yeah. Manny.
Zelf is going to pat him on the arm and say, "Talk about it in the morning." Chairman, if all of this was some ploy so that the top apprentice would eventually be a meal on your table, returning you to life or from wherever you're in hiding, would you tell me?
I can only tell you what I programmed myself to tell you, you know, over a year ago when I created this meal for you. So whatever answer you prefer, Zelf, your subconscious can come up with it.
Oh, wow.
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 Yeah, Zelf is going to be quiet for a second. And he says, "You know, in spite of everything, Chairman, it's good to see you."
The chairman kind of sits back and smiles. You can tell that there's some pride there, but maybe more for himself for doing such a good job teaching you how to cook. He doesn't say anything, and then a shadow falls over your table. The chairman doesn't react at all. as if he doesn't even notice. But Zelf, you see that the window has been blocked by a gigantic creature that is swimming by. It's just a blur of like black scales until it suddenly stops. And there's a single yellow eye, like as large as the window itself, peering in. It's looking directly at you. You feel like it's looking straight through you. And you feel like the pink ley line magic begin like pouring out of your hands, just like it did when you first absorbed it.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense, too.
And then you wake up.
Oh, Jesus.
In the morning, Johnny is definitely going to be like, I don't know where you've got the Tootsie Bullet smoothie, but he's definitely going to...
It's in my haversack.
Well, he's probably going to be like looking at your haversack, like as you get up and it's like, hey, could you make me a smoothie?
Johnny, sometimes in the morning, it's just so hard to find time to make a healthy meal.
I know. Yeah.
Instead of shortchanging yourself by taking one of those quick, unhealthy options, or even worse, no breakfast at all, why not start the day with a smoothie?
Yeah.
Well, come on, Johnny. Tell me your favorite recipe.
Okay, like...
And they'll have smoothies for breakfast.
Yeah. hell yeah.
Oh, God.
As you guys are preparing breakfast, everybody else is kind of milling around. Manny will approach you, Zelf. He won't directly ask you, but he'll keep, like, alluding to, like, oh, I had some crazy dreams last night. He'll just keep bringing it up and looking at you intensely.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's funny to milk it.
I've also had crazy dreams before. Like, one time, like, I had this dream, like, I was trying to, like, chase this giant cat, but, like, when I got close to it, it was really small. It was nuts.
Usually works in reverse, doesn't it?
I know.
You'll also notice that as, like, Bentaro comes to sit down for breakfast, Taft Warsaw is with him. And Taft is not his usual rambunctious self. Johnny, you know that Taft's father had died and he had went to Arrowpeak to handle that. But he sits down with Bentaro for breakfast and greets you all.
Bro, we got smoothies.
Aaron and Shyla show up eventually as well.
Blech.
I mean, now that Castian's not here, I gotta have somebody else to shit talk.
That's so funny.
I think Warsaw would love a smoothie, bro. I think it would help him out. He's gonna get weighed down, all right? Like, he doesn't need that.
God, if Zelf offers Bentaro Squad smoothies, do they take it? Or have they firmly decided they hate all of us?
I think that Aaron will also take a smoothie from you because she doesn't know yet that you poisoned her. She only knows that the meal that you fed her was delicious. She'll play cool, but she will want to eat more of your food.
Great.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, it's all Johnny. What does he put in a smoothie? Maybe like a little avocado, probably, for some healthy fat?
Dude, yeah. And for texture. Absolutely.
Maybe like a peanut butter or some other nut that's in season.
Dude, I was thinking peanut butter, and like, honestly, I'm a big fan of strawberries. Like,
a bold statement. I'm a big fan of strawberries.
I don't think Astra wants this weird smooth food.
Astra, it's smooth and cold. Check it out.
I appreciate that it's just nice slurping. Slurpable food.
I mean, honestly, it probably is pretty good because you don't have your teeth, right?
I can still, I got most of my teeth. Not there yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right, no, let me have it. Let me have a slurp of that. She's going to get a brain freeze instantly. She's going to take one mouthful. Why does this food hurt? Oh, Johnny, you're the healer of the group.
You've got to be an effort.
Oh, yeah. Hot hands, Johnny. Definitely, like, kind of massages her scalp or something like that.
Oh, my God. Justin, is there a way to tactfully broach the subject of Taft's incrimination?
Are you... Zelf has never been tactful, so what are you asking for?
Tactful Zelf.
No, he said it!
It's trying to weasel it out of Justin, but you're right.
No, Zelf, go ahead and make a diplomacy check if you want to try and be diplomatic.
Justin, that's the skill that I'm the best at.
So diplomatic.
I rolled a 6, plus 3 is a 9.
Oh, no.
He sounded so proud.
The best you've ever done.
So proud of his 9.
It's a lot higher than my last diplomacy check. Zelf is going to say, he'll say, you know, it's so good to see you. You weren't in a good spot the last time we saw you, which is right after New Haven.
Uh-oh.
How are things with the prince?
Uh-oh.
Sorry to hear about your dad.
Okay, great.
Astra, I gotta go.
Whoa, hey, what's going on here? Yeah, what's up, bros? Hey, we got smoothies? It's great. Yeah, good to see you. Like, things have been crazy. Yeah.
Taff's not offended. He seems tired, but you can also tell there's a side of him that you've only seen once before, which was when the prince gave the speech, where he is a little angry, and he's like, well, I wish I could tell you, bro, but I wasn't allowed anywhere near the prince for the last week, even though I went all the way up to Alatyr and tried to meet with him. Everybody just kept shutting me out. You can see Bantaro get a little defensive. And he speaks to both you and Taft, and he says, I think that we would all do very well not to talk openly against the monarchy. And he'll turn to you specifically, Johnny, and say, and I also think that we need to not be quite as trusting, because what? Our naivety will perhaps allow others to take advantage of people.
You can see he's like not sure how to take that.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, the wheels are just like, is this guy telling me not to trust him? Should I, like, what? But if he told me not to trust him, does that mean he's trustworthy or if he's lying?
Bantaro can see you working through this and he says, no, Johnny, you shouldn't trust me. You shouldn't trust me and you shouldn't trust Taft and you shouldn't trust Windstar.
Ooh.
If you think that there's a conspiracy going on, you shouldn't trust anybody. And you should also not talk about the conspiracy at breakfast.
Dude, is that what you came over to talk about? That's like not good breakfast conversation. So, come on, dude.
About that time, Count Vilnet walks in and has no idea that the mood is what it is.
Yeah, what is the energy at this breakfast table?
It's bad.
I've got the invitations. Zelf, he will hand you 5 invitations that are for a charity fundraiser, raising money for the Mjolnir Food Bank at Marth by Marth, invitation-only special event.
Love it.
Please take these and give them to any chefs that you find suspicious that you would like to be there for you to interrogate. But also know that your own invitation will have to come out of this pool as well. So Zelf and Patty, and then 3 guests of your choosing.
Mm. Nice.
Can we bring plus ones?
I did broach the topic with Duke Marth. He is willing to hear out a case for Astra and Johnny as perhaps wait staff or the like.
Whoa. I'd love to help. Yeah, dude.
Johnny looks great in a jacket.
Johnny would be a friendly but only slightly competent server.
And then, like, I could, like, make sure you guys, like, got good service. Like, I think that would work out well.
It pays to know the staff.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'll find my own way in, I guess.
Zelf will tuck the invitations away.
Before you guys get started on your regular day, Patty, I'm going to have you make your check to influence the rumors and information that are trickling in from Fandolin.
Yes.
So you've been doing extremely well at this. You've made every check. So your base check, I believe, is a +9, and you're going to get a bonus of a +6 on top of that. This one is going to be a DC 27.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what the rumors are first, and then you can decide how and if you want to manipulate them.
Okay, excellent.
You have been masterfully handling everything up until this point. You've been dismissing everything that you can, blaming the rest on Castian. Today, you get a couple new pieces of gossip. So first, you hear that Alon with you and Ansel, whose names have already been floated. Now both Astra and Zelf are being publicly implicated for crimes in Fainalyn. You also hear that Astra's family has been brought into the court of the Archmage for questioning.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Okay.
Secondly, you hear a sad tale about a small dueling coven at Fainalyn Academy who were sentenced to Bitterhold Dungeon for aiding and abetting Patty Hertz.
What?
Despite the members' claims that they had no idea who she really was.
What?
Oh, my sisters!
Oh, Windhorn is such a bastard.
My sisters! Does the implication that Astra is a part of this interact with her reputation as the hero of Fainalyn at all?
People won't readily believe the worst about Astra, although coming from the court of the Archmage, it will create doubt and people will have to kind of ask themselves which is true.
Her parents are going to be so sad she didn't tell them she was in town.
It's going to come up.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, with that explanation, I'm not overly concerned about Astra's family. I mean, the fact that people have some doubts about them... No offense, Astra, but the bleps are a little shifty, and I feel like that's kind of par for the course.
Wow! It says Patty Hertz. Gad.
Wow.
Patty's heard about the blep wiles.
Infamous.
So, what do I want to do about the sorority girls, though?
One other downside of Sasha being captured was that your Maddie alias is now
is
public.
Is busted. Okay, we're in the thick of it. Number one concern has to be protecting our identities and the fact that we're in Mjolnir. Like, do I want to go bust these girls out of the dungeon right now? Yes, they are my sisters. I took an oath of sisterhood, but I can't accomplish any of that if we just get arrested tomorrow. So I think I want to focus on... is there a way I can... maybe start a rumor that we all were headed in a different direction, that we went to another city or another area of the country to avoid any suspicion that we might be in Mjolnir.
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be my plan for now, because I think that's the most pressing concern.
Anywhere specifically or just somewhere far from Mjolnir?
I don't know if I want to... Oh, I'm thinking so hard about this. Do I want to say that we fled elsewhere, or do I just want to start a rumor that we've been spotted? I want to start a rumor that we've been spotted elsewhere, maybe somewhere way down to the south, far away from Mjolnir. I don't want it to indicate that we're, like, on the run, because I don't want to imply guilt, but we've just been spotted elsewhere in the country.
Love that.
Awesome.
Interesting. So we really went north, but the rumor is we were seen south.
Exactly.
So you are going to roll a d20 and add 15 to it. We're looking for a 27 or higher, Caitlin.
All right. Oof. I rolled a 9, so 15 gives me a 26.
Sorry, what is 9 plus 15?
Oh, should I say it was 26? I was looking at the 20. It's a 24.
Look, we went to a school where we could choose not to do math.
That's true. We did. We went to private school.
So this is the first time, Patty, that you feel like your rumors aren't really catching on. Ooh. A couple people are like, didn't you tell me that your name was Maddie
yesterday?
And now they're saying that Maddie... is an identity that Patty Hertz was using. Like, it's getting a little suspicious. You also see Aaron Starsinger trailing you. She can't actually tail you without being noticed, but she's kind of following your attempts to spread rumors. She has a spell that does a similar thing.
Oh my god, this bitch.
This bitch indeed.
And so she's trying to follow you up and spread rumors about how Patty Hertz has been trying to revamp her image, but she's still the same person she's always been.
Hate it.
When she sees you notice her, she goes, wow, Patty, bravo. You're regular Scarlett Jo Hamster out here acting all morning.
Oh, God.
God, fucking Aaron Starsinger. You know what, Aaron? I know that you don't have anything to do in this town right now other than just glom on to other people's invites, but maybe you need to just go find somewhere else to be.
She's like, yeah, maybe I will, Patty. Maybe I'll go practice for my production for the Queen because, you know, I'm an artist and you're just an instigator.
I mean, you certainly need the practice, so I think that's a great idea.
God. Patty, there's two more things that you learned. These aren't really rumors. They're just facts that you pick up. The first is that you learned that there were two attacks by the Beast of Mjolnir overnight in West Mjolnir.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
So you have information about that that you guys can follow up on.
Yeah.
You also hear that Madame Ogavia, who is, as you know, the owner of Astrology Today.
Right.
She has written a lot of articles that Pearl has shown you about your past, all tabloid and exaggerated. You hear a rumor from Fainelin that Madame Ogavia is devoting an entire issue of Astrology Today as a larger expose that she's written about what happened in Fainelin.
Oh, no.
Entirely devoted to profiling her version of Patty Hertz's past, present, and future.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And that this issue will come out tomorrow. And
oh, Jesus.
Are able to learn where and when a delivery of these magazines will be coming into Mjolnir.
Oh, guys.
4 a.m. in the next morning. And this promises to be illuminating information.
I think we, gang, we might need to make a quick stop on our way to the shops tomorrow morning. So everybody get to bed. We have an early start tomorrow.
4 a.m., Patty. That's the worst time for anything. It's too late to stay up, and it's too early to get up. Are you kidding?
No, guys, it's fine. We'll go get fourth meal, we'll have a snack, and we'll just get some magazines. It's going to be fun. It'll be a team-building exercise.
Whoa, I've never gotten, like, the like early editions of Astrology Today. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, Johnny, I promise.
Trust Patty on that one, but 4 a.m. is truly the worst a.m. there is. If you're somehow listening to this at a 4 a.m., you have my condolences. And hey, I know you know we have a Patreon and that it's the main way that this show is funded and that we appreciate it more than words can possibly express when you subscribe and that it's at patreon.com/bcbparty. But did you know that we're working on another Patreon exclusive one shot? It's true. Unlike the 3-episode arc that the last quote-unquote one-shot turned into, this is actually a single episode, a single long episode. It's set during this Mjolnir arc, and much like the last Patreon exclusive, will feature some familiar voices. It should be releasing sometime soon, and the best way to see that happen is to subscribe now. And as always, thank you for continuing to spread the word about this show and helping new people find it. We'll always have more than enough teeth for whoever wants a nibble.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So today, Zelf wants to do some shopping and chop off some invitations and see if he can find Groton. What are you guys doing?
So I think Patty is really interested in just finding out any additional information she can about this magazine delivery. Where is the train coming in? How are the magazines being stored?
Nice.
What, if any, security precautions are in place? So she'd like to do some research to find that out.
Yeah. How vulnerable are the tracks to explosion?
Yeah, she's very concerned about the prospects of this expose. I might as well be dead if my reputation is dragged through the mud.
The others of you, what were you wanting to do prior to the meeting the dentist?
I want to learn more about the Beast of Mjolnir, Justin.
Yeah, that was also my angle. I was thinking that we should like hit up the Hunters Guild or something like that, because there's like a group of bounty hunters and trackers in this city.
Yeah.
That's something Johnny is interested in following up on.
Yeah, Zelf actually has a membership at the Hunter's Guild if you need an in.
What?
Yeah.
What? There? Oh yeah, I'm a member. I pay my dues.
One of the setting traits that I took is called Recipe Raider. You don't need to know how to cook to make money in Mjolnir's restaurant district. You begin the game as a level 1 member of the Mjolnir Hunter's Guild and are friendly with its leader.
Whoa.
Okay. That rules.
I'm going to have everybody roll to gather information. Paul, specifically, the way that I'm going to do it is for every increment of 5 that your roll is. So if you roll a 30, then you'd get 6. There is a list of 6 suspects.
Yes.
And I will give you a motive and more information for each increment of 5 that you roll, essentially.
Awesome.
That's great.
I would like to use a spell that I... Wait, Paul, what are you going to use to roll this?
I'm going to use Knowledge Local.
I have Enhanced Diplomacy as an origin, so that could give you a +2 on a diplomacy check.
My diplomacy is so low. It's +3, so even with that bonus.
Okay, well, if anybody else makes a diplomacy check, let me know.
Johnny will, definitely.
All right, Johnny, you get it.
Sweet.
She gives it to you in the form of a firm, but not too firm, handshake.
Nice. Yeah. Good handshake.
Thank you. And I'm going to roll diplomacy as well. I rolled a 28 on my diplomacy.
Fucking incredible. What is your bonus to that? I'm having a Johnny made an attack roll moment.
I have a +11 to diplomacy. I'm very charming.
That is so good.
I've got a lot of bonuses.
I rolled a 17.
Oh, wow, Zelf. Oh, Paul. Hey, Paul, how'd you roll?
I rolled a 1.
And what'd you roll on your inspiration? Bonus die.
A 1.
Oh. That's rough, Paul.
Oh, I decided to roll a Knowledge Local, and almost as badly as Paul rolled a 2, so that gives me a 7.
Ooh.
Ouch, guys.
Paul, did you have anything else to game the system here?
Justin, I only have one thing to ask.
Yeah.
Before I go out onto the town, can I spend an hour reading this book that I got in Fainland called Train Your Brain Gremlins?
Sure.
Then let me just make an intelligence check.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's a natural 20.
Oh my god.
Oh, damn.
This is, I feel like, Astra's Not in no way Astra's darkest secret, but the secret Astra thinks is the darkest is that the Train Your Brain Gremlins is actually effective because she ripped it off of a book that was actually effective.
Yeah, so since I finally used this, can you explain what kind of puzzles are in this book?
Oh, yeah. So it contains, I'll read the description. It contains 10 puzzles made to test the mind and stir the intellect. You like that, right? It's a stirring metaphor. Solving a single puzzle requires at least an hour and a successful DC 10 intelligence check, though every 5 points by which you exceed the check reduces the amount of time you need to solve the puzzle by 10 minutes. So you did a really good job. You solved it really quick, Paul. Once you solve a puzzle for the next 24 hours, you can choose to roll twice on a single disabled device, knowledge, or sense motive skill check and take the higher result. And so I think it's a variety. I think some are really basic. What are the difference between these two pictures?
That's incredible. I love those. Is it like a word search?
Yeah, there's a word search. There's a, just a regular like maze puzzle. And then there are a couple like riddles. And that's just it. But the book is imbued with magic, which is why it works.
Amazing.
That is like a kid's activity book. I had one that was like Mario themed. It blew my mind.
That's great. Yeah, this is all gremlin themed.
All right, Justin. Because you generously allowed me to invoke that Train Your Brain Gremlins moment.
Stupid.
My second roll is a total of 31.
Wow, I helped? No.
I helped.
You made a critical difference in my success and lining up this list of suspects, which the murder mystery dinner party would not be as fun without a full list of suspects.
Wait, I have to ask, does Astra know that you are doing these puzzles?
Great question. I think it depends on how quick she takes off in the morning, because if not, then she'll see me lingering at the breakfast table, cracking open this beaded purple hardback book.
I love that she puts beads on the book.
I imagine more of a pamphlet, but yeah, the pamphlet is covered in beads. They're just like stuck in the binding where the staples are. Accidental. No, Astra's not an early riser or an early do anything. She's like me in that way. She's pretty lackadaisical. Yeah, I think she probably sees it. And she's probably like, oh, did Johnny give you one of those?
No, I picked it up at a bookstore in Fainlin. Yeah. Something about it caught my eye.
Oh.
I've always wondered what sort of fae resided in my brain.
Oh.
And if it's at least gremlins, maybe this will change the ecosystem.
Yeah, that's a great way of thinking about it. I think you're really going to get far with this. And if you need refills, just let me know. I'm always here to help. Always here to help, Zelf. See, this is the high quality printing that you can expect from my imprint. So whenever you want to circle back to the cookbook thing, you and I could really do some good business together. Like all of these places we've been, you know, I keep seeing these cookbooks from local authors. That could be you, Zelf. Your name in lights.
You've already sold me, Astra. Should we shake on it?
She reaches out a hand.
This one's binding.
Uh-oh. Oh, sorry. I had jam on my hand. It wasn't supposed to buy.
That's especially binding. Yeah.
Jam? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so sticky in the morning. I don't know how.
Boy, I feel so good about that. A 31.
Boy.
That's really good.
That's exciting.
I updated the suspect list for you, Paul. So, Zelf, you spend a couple hours just talking to people around the restaurant district, getting an idea of who is suspicious, who has it out for the Vilnitz, or could potentially benefit from taking the high chef's fingers.
And how many invitations do I have to pass out?
If you are keeping two,
yes,
for Zelf and Patty, you have three.
Can I work with Astra to make a convincing fake?
Ooh, I love that. Absolutely.
Yes. I love that, Paul.
What kind of check would that be?
A bluff check.
Ooh. Okay.
In that case, I think I want four invitations total, and I'll give the fake to Bocus in case it's bad.
Okay.
So how many fakes did you want?
Just one.
Okay. Astra's going to make three. She's not going to tell you about
great.
The other two.
I love this. I love this.
Okay. She's going to slip the other two into her pocket.
Suddenly 50 people show up to the dinner party. Like.
My helping die was a 19 total.
Great. My base roll was a 23.
Excellent.
I haven't decided if I'm going to keep those two for Astra and Johnny to crash. Which would be really funny.
And who are you two strangers?
Or if she's going to sell them, maybe, or just use them to grease some palms. You know, they just seem useful things to have.
Astra, with your roll, a 23 plus 2 from Zelf's aid, you were able to forge 3 beautiful, convincing invitations, Astra.
Amazing.
Letters. I'm telling you, they're the easiest thing to forge. They're just so simple. People rarely know what to expect from a letter, so it's always a mystery, so they're not going to look too hard about the contents. Anyway, don't mix it up with the other two. Just kidding. You will. They're very good forgeries.
Thank you. I imagine somebody's going to be keeping count, but they won't know who was really invited and who wasn't. And I think the more confusion, the better for us.
Oh, of course. And we're so good at reaping it.
Well, we're at least good at sewing it.
Zelf, you are able to deliver those invitations to your 4 targets.
Lovely.
Fucking funny.
Do I deliver them by hand or do I just give them to a valet?
Your choice.
I don't think Zelf needs to see these people until the dinner party.
Great. Yep. Yep. You hand the invitations off. One thing I also wanted to say is Manny will offer his services for the party as the help. If you will allow him, he will work in their kitchen.
Thanks, Manny.
You know, I didn't overlook the fact that at the will reading, you mentioned that it was Dream Naga that the chairman prepared, and it should have rung a bell at the time that that's exactly how the chairman was going to deliver his secret message, but it didn't. So I am going to take you up on your offer, and I want you to keep an eye out for something obvious that maybe we overlooked.
Yes, sir, chef, I won't let you down.
Oh, Manny, 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 Manny. You're too good for your own good.
That's the nicest one of those Manny, Manny, Mannies you've done yet.
Don't worry. It won't last.
Patty Hertz, going to the train station, you had rolled a 7 with your urban bonus. That puts you at a 9. You don't figure out anything groundbreaking, but you are able to confirm that the train will arrive at 4 a.m., it's not guarded in any particular way. So once the magazines arrive, there will be 3 Mjolnir couriers waiting who will distribute it. Probably 2 people on the train traveling with the magazines. None of them combatants in any way. Just everyday workers.
Excellent. Patty files that away for future reference.
Astra and Johnny, as you walk and you're sharing information, just the rumors that Patty had gleaned in the morning about the new victims of the beast. One of the locations where the beast had attacked is a place that they call Garnish Town, which is where a lot of the Kilths moved into. It's one of the only places in Mjolnir where you see plants growing. They've like put in little parks and gardens around. You eventually find a small strip of restaurants. This looks like a brand new building. There are 2 open spaces and 1 that is filled with a restaurant called Familiar Taste of Home. It is a restaurant for wizards that they can go and eat with their familiars. So they make a meal for a person and then they make a matching meal for the pet.
Cute.
Well, let's check it out.
You find an elven woman named Faimari Till, who is just beside herself that this has happened. While she didn't witness it, it was right outside of her cafe, the Familiar Taste of Home. She is willing to speak to literally anyone who will listen to her. A lot of Kalfs don't have the energy.
Well, that sounds like somebody Johnny would listen to. Whoa, hey, what's going on?
She immediately breaks down, crying in your arms. Astra, you note that there are never any actual tears, just a lot of performative crying. But she tells you, it's so terrible.
What happened?
The Beast of Mjolnir got her.
Yeah?
I was attacked by the Beast of Mjolnir once. Did you know that?
Whoa, you were attacked? Like, what does it look like?
He has these long arms and legs. Whoa. And then his face, it's like 80% mouth. It's just, whoa, the largest mouth I've ever seen.
Have you told anyone else about this? Like, did you tell, like, the authorities?
I've told anybody who will talk to me about it.
Yeah, that's how we met them. Don't you remember, Johnny?
But did that include the authorities? Like,
there's not really authorities in Mjolnir. The closest is the Hunters Guild, and there's been a bulletin, a posting for hunting the beast for a while. Mm-hmm. They're all on the lookout for it, for sure.
How did you survive? Like, everyone else just gets, like, torn apart. Like, it's really incredible.
You're telling me. Luckily, he just thought I was poor. I think he was just confused. Once he realized that I wasn't poor, he left.
Wow.
Johnny is, like, pretty stunned.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
What? How? I mean, I'm not very good at telling by looking, but, like, how could he tell you were not poor?
I made it to the restaurant, and then I think he was like, oh, no, she's one of us. She's one of the good ones. You know, I'm trying to challenge the status quo by opening my shop here with my husband. You know, a lot of people judge us for this.
What, they say things like you're gentrifiers or?
Yes, my husband Gentry and I opened this place.
Oh.
Gentry and Femari Till.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, God.
So, yeah. Like... Are there... Stupid. What, Astra?
yeah, Johnny, come over here for a minute. I'm so sorry, Ms. Till. We'll talk to you in a minute. The beast can't sense wealth, right? That can't be it, right?
Maybe the beast knows her. Like, you know, like, What if the beast, like, knows rich people? Because, like, all rich people know each other, right? So, like...
Yeah, wait, let's get a real pinpoint on when the beast... stopped attacking her. Because if it is like a bunch of light fell on her face and the beast stopped, then that's a really good angle. I was thinking maybe there was something magical about their restaurant.
Oh.
But yours seems like a more reasonable angle, which is kind of devastating for me personally.
It could seriously be either. I think we should ask both.
I think this is a good path.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was listening. And hi, Astra, I'm the other investigator here. At what exact moment did the beast pull back from attacking you? Can you break it down to us moment to moment?
I was walking back from the restaurant district at night. And after I crossed the bridge, I felt like somebody was following me. And then I saw the beast in the shadows, and he just started to run at me. And so I started to run, and he chased me all the way to here, to the front of the restaurant. And he saw me fumble with the keys, like trying to get in. And I had heard the rumors about the beast that, you know, he only attacked poor people. So I started yelling, you know, I'm not poor, I'm not poor. And, you know, it seemed to listen to me.
I'm not poor, I'm not poor.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
What happened after that? So it just left? Did it go back the way it came?
Yeah, it turned around and just started to walk off. And then, you know, later that night, I heard that a waiter was killed. So he did continue to hunt.
Probably a poor waiter, huh? Is there anything about the outside of Familiar Taste of Home, their restaurant, that looks like it might ward off a beast? Do they have any cool decorations? They've got mistletoe or holly or something. Like, is there anything visible on the outside that would deter a beast?
This is great questioning.
Like plants that repel deer? Yeah, I love it.
It's the smell of their cooking.
You look around at the outside of the building. Faimari invites you inside and gets you some food as she's talking to you. So you get to see the interior. You don't see anything mystical in nature. So nothing magical that may ward away some sort of creature of the night or evil or chaos or anything like that. You do see that there is a stark difference between this building and the rest of Garnish Town, just in terms of the amount of money that went into it. If Faimari is correct, and it was based on wealth, quite clearly she is much wealthier than everybody else in the vicinity. While you guys are eating, Gentry comes out. He's also just, you know, well-to-do elf, and he kind of reiterates exactly what Faimari had told you. They serve you both a regular-sized meal and then also a smaller pet-sized one. Even though you don't have pets, it's just part of their gimmick.
Well, this is just delightful. Got him.
I mean, Patty's little. She might eat the pet-sized serving.
Yeah. We'll get it to go in a doggy bag.
For Manny.
Yeah, the closest any of us has to a familiar. The little stranger doesn't eat, so I mean, at least not that I know.
So, like, you two are like new, like, restaurant openers, right? Like, are you friends with like other people who are opening up restaurants?
Gentry sighs deeply. He says, you know, originally we had planned to open up this restaurant in the restaurant district. We had a building picked out. And then we started getting harassed.
Whoa.
It started small, and then it just escalated and escalated to the point that, you know, we no longer felt safe. We really were, like, chased out of the restaurant district. Hmm. He thinks about whether or not he should continue, but...
No, bro, please. Like, do you want some tea? Like, this teammate's pretty awesome. Sit down.
He sits down with you and says, you know, I don't want to talk ill about anybody, but it did end up being the same building that Marth by Marth is opening in now.
Whoa.
I know that the Marths wanted that space when we had originally purchased it. They weren't happy that we got it. And so even though I can't prove it or do anything about it, I am 100% sure that it was the Marths that were behind the harassment.
Did you get an invitation to the opening?
We didn't, no.
Well, us either, you know? And we're very good dinner guests, so.
How can you tell that the Marths were doing it and not, like, somebody, like, say, like, the Vilnitz or something?
Well.
Not saying they do it, but.
The Vilnitz seem like they're good people. The Marths directly benefited from us leaving. They've never been kind to us. My wife is originally from Mjolnir, but she spent a long time in Alatyr. That's where I'm from. They consider us outsiders still. We just came back to the area to open this restaurant. So they kind of look down on us.
I've heard that's been pretty rough. Like, yeah, like that's kind of like one of the things about like the Marths opening, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're from Mjolnir, but they don't have any chefs in their bloodline. So I'm not really sure how they're doing this. So I'll be interested to see.
Yeah, us too. We're big fans of food. So thank you for comping the meal while we investigated this. We're so appreciative, and we'll be sure to stop by another time with our full group. Big spenders in that group. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Disappear.
Yeah. Belly's full, mind's empty.
The five of you are all headed in the same basic direction, which is the northern part of West Mjolnir. That's where the train station is, the Hunter's Guild, and also Grattan's apartment. You guys can travel together there. Zelf, it becomes increasingly clear there was a second attack at the same apartment building that Grattan lives.
What?
There is a small crowd that's gathered.
Grattan, oh, no.
People are kind of talking amongst themselves that they can't believe that the beast has struck again twice in one night. It's never happened before.
Hmm.
Well, since this is right out front, Zulf wants to go investigate the scene.
You climb the stairs to the second floor and you find Grattan's apartment door is wide open. And you see two Hunter's Guild agents that you're familiar with talking to each other, very serious. They're so focused on their work and what they're doing, they don't see you approach.
Oh no.
As you step to the doorway, you see a grisly sight. Grattan is on the floor, seemingly the victim of a violent animal attack.
Oh no.
No.
Oh, Grattan.
What? We were just here.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is gruesome.
These guys don't seem like they're shutting him down, so Zelf is going to go over and start his own investigation.
I mean, you're a member of the guild, so, like, why not?
He's going to start looking for his own evidence, what the state of the room is, what kind of footprints there are, things like that.
Sure. You can make a perception check, anybody who would like to look more closely at the area here.
Yeah, sure.
I want to figure out whether or not it looks like all of Grattan is here, disassembled, or if it seems like part of him might have been eaten or taken away. But I only got a 9 on my perception roll, so maybe somebody else could check.
Nice. I rolled an 19 for a total of 18.
Good every time, Andrew.
Are there any signs of like a trail or tracks or anything? Ooh, I have a 29 on my perception check.
Mm. Hot damn, Patty.
If you roll survival, Patty, you can use that to follow tracks, which you will definitely find with your perception check roll.
Okay, let's see. 24 plus 3 bonus to follow tracks plus 2 bonus in urban terrain. So that's a 29.
And Justin, I got a 22 on my perception.
Excellent. Astra, even with a 9, you can tell that a good portion of Grattan is missing.
Oh.
With your amazing diplomacy check that you rolled first to collect information about the beast, you're able to listen in to the conversation between the two hunters, guild members who are here, and chat them up. And you learn that this attack is different from the other Beast of Mjolnir attacks. Normally, the Beast of Mjolnir hunts on the street and grabs people, more low-income people, out in the night as they're walking. This is the first time anybody has been attacked in their own residence.
A disruption and a pattern, you say?
The killer is escalating.
Yeah.
Zelf, using your perception and studying the crime scene, you find two things of interest. First, you find in the floor near Grattan 4 perfectly spaced out holes, the exact same size in a perfect line, made in like the wood floor of his apartment.
Interesting.
You remember that Grattan had went into a shelf in the back of his apartment and pulled out one of his cookbooks that he had long abandoned so that he could teach you the validation spell.
Yeah.
When you go back to grab his cookbook, you find that it is missing.
Oh, shit.
Are the 4 perfectly lined up holes the remains of a giant fork attack?
You think perhaps it's not unlike a fork. It would have to be extremely large, like a trident-sized fork.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Justin. Okay.
Patty Hertz, you are a talented tracker. You have insanely great rolls on both your perception and your survival check made to follow tracks. You are able to find the most imperceptible footprint. What's strange is that they do not appear to be monster feet in any way. They look as if they are a humanoids.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm going to share with the gang my track findings, the fact that I'm horrified that anything humanoid would do such a thing. I'd be like, guys, should we follow it? I know this isn't really what we had planned for the day, but I mean, I think this is a real opportunity to get some information on the beast and maybe even find it.
Whoa.
Justin, can I guess how long Grattan has been deceased?
You imagine that he has been dead probably about 8 hours.
Well, the trail might be cold by this point, but I'd like to follow it.
If you've got a lead, I think we should take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, we're on the trail. Let's do it.
I'll round up with the leader of the Hunter's Guild later to get the neighbor statements, but I think this is a priority. Justin, does Grattan have any other personal effects, hat, or accessories that Zelf can take as a memento?
Definitely. You can take a memento of Grattan's. His glasses, you could take those.
Yeah, whatever was the first thing you thought of, Zelf will grab, and then it's off on the chase.
Patty, you follow the footprints that you find.
So exciting!
And it's almost as if you're doubling back from where you came from. It leads into the Noble District.
Of course it does.
And then deeper towards the Restaurant District.
Oh, shit.
The Restaurant District is very well traveled. A lot of time has passed. But you find yourself in the area of like B&B 3.5, where you had brunch before. Critical Ale is here, and Carnivore is here in this vicinity of where the tracks seem to end for you.
Well, guys, I was hoping we'd hunt down the beast himself, by following this lead, but I think that's not going to happen. I mean, we do have a better idea for where we need to focus our search, though.
Yeah, I think that's a great step.
I think this is a copycat.
What?
I think this is somebody using the beast's murder as cover.
Oh, Zelf, that's so nefarious.
Whoa.
Like the hunter said, this doesn't have the same MO.
Oh, you should be a criminal profiler, Paul. I love it.
Yeah, you cut right through Justin's setup.
Wow. I'm a culinary profiler. Thank you.
And in Mjolnir, that's the same thing as a criminal investigator.
Zelf is going to stand up and brush off his shoulder and say, but I think we might be looking for the same person that we're going to investigate at Marth by Marth.
But also, why kill Gradin? I mean, he was a pretty small fry, so to speak. Right, Zelf?
Gradin, as an ex-apprentice of Chairman Naga, I think would be targeted by very specific individuals who thought he had some kind of legacy or secret knowledge of his own.
Hmm. And doesn't that mean you are at risk, Zelf?
Of course. In fact, now it's time to ask all of you for a favor. I had a dream last night, and it's a rule of mine not to talk about dreams in the morning. I find the meandering, vague yet detailed explanation of dreams tedious. But this one was specifically left in the form of a magic spell by my ex-mentor.
Oh.
Whoa.
And he revealed to me the location that he hid his magical cookbooks.
Oh.
Oh, exciting.
And it's in the same catacombs that we're going to tonight, just in a different wing. I'd like to find them. I think their presence is a danger. I think they'd be safer with me.
Oh my god, we should totally find them, Zelf. This is like a message from the spirits. Like, people from beyond the grave have communed with you in your dreams. That's incredible. Oh, I wish that ghosts would talk to me. It would be so exciting.
Zelf, does that mean you think that Gratton also got a message?
Ah.
It's exactly why I went to his house, but I waited too long.
Whoa.
I'm sorry I asked you make us waffles. I was just craving them. Now I feel really bad.
No, at the time he died, he was gone even before I awoke in the morning.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
He, I, and Bocus all got a message, which I find very suspicious. Oh, and Manny, too, since he ate the same sashimi that the rest of us did.
Adorable.
Is there a chance you just ate some nasty fish?
It was delicious. I think this trail is cold, unless Patty has any more notes to make. And I think that the people I'll be chatting up tomorrow night will at least be in the same circle as whoever did this. And so I'm going to try to get more details from them about where to go next.
I think that sounds like a good plan.
It's a shame, though.
Yeah?
Gratton tried to get out, and this is what he got. Manny, let this be a lesson. This is the world of Mjolnir chefs. Once you get in, there are only a few ways to leave.
That's so moving, Zelf. Maybe that's what should be on Gratton's tombstone. He tried to get out. This is what he gets. So meaningful.
Jesus Christ.
Gratton got gotten.
Thank you for listening to Burnt Cookbook Party, and a very extra special thank you to our Patreon subscribers. You're the best around. Nothing's ever gonna make you come down. Is that the lyrics? Anyway, Burnt Cookbook Party is Andrew Hansen as Johnny Brightchild, Caitlin Stadahar as Patty Hertz, Paul Lukemeyer as Zelf, me, Jenna Stieber as Estra Blepp, and Justin Green as GM and World Builder. Produced by Jenna Stieber, this episode edited by Justin Green. Teeth, 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 teeth.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.